Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today looks great. Yesterday was absolutely gorgeous across the area, and today will be beautiful as well. We've got mostly sunny skies, a little cooler than yesterday. We have temperatures only in the mid to upper 50s right at the water, but as you get west of 128, you can expect readings between 60 and 65.
Tomorrow?
So you'll notice a few of those high, wispy clouds showing up late today towards sunset, and that will set the stage for a cloudy day tomorrow. Showers are in the forecast, much of them between about 11 o'clock and probably about 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening tomorrow. Not a lot of precipitation. In other words, you know, if you had a rain gauge, it's only going to amount to a tenth of an inch. So it's enough to kind of be wet and damp. And if kids have any games tomorrow evening, they may need to be postponed. But also, I wouldn't necessarily cancel things because it could just be a little bit of a drizzle.
And everyone is starting to go outside again. The weekend's supposed to be busy. Mother's Day, baseball games, people planting their gardens. How will the weather cooperate over the weekend?
So Saturday is definitely the pick of the weekend. All sunshine, temperatures in the mid-60s. It wouldn't surprise me if a few spots nudge 70 degrees, a little breezy in the afternoon. In terms of planting, great time of the year to get everything out, but don't put your tomatoes, peppers, or any of the warm weather stuff out just yet. It's really going to turn chilly here as we head for Sunday night and Monday. So Sunday's the big weather question. Right now we'll go partly sunny, becoming mostly cloudy through the day. Temperature near 60. If you're headed to Lilac Sunday at the Arnold Arboretum, it looks great. Good for pictures, especially in the morning. You'll have to fight the crowds, of course. And then a weather system's going to bring in some drizzle and eventually rain Sunday night and Monday. If that system speeds up just a little bit, Sunday goes downhill a little bit quicker. So really focus in on the morning to enjoy outdoor activity.
And then a wet start to the week.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a wet start Monday and into perhaps Tuesday as a slow-moving low-pressure area. Temperatures back into the 50s.
All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein will be talking with you every Thursday about the weekend forecast. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.